High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Last week, an article in the Rosebank Gazette caught my eye. It told the story of four Union of Jewish Women sewing students who, in the words of the article by Sandra Matlara, sewed their way to graduation. According to the sewing school manager, Ariane Hennig, the sewing school was established to alleviate unemployment. I'm delighted to have Ariane as my guest now to tell me more. Ariane, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
And good morning. Hi, Cherise.
Ariane, just tell me a little bit of the history of the sewing school.
Okay, so the Union of Jewish Women, you might know, was established in 1931 as an NPO to assist South African communities, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, or gender. And then in 2010, some ladies decided that they wanted to help with a empowerment sewing school. And that was with the idea or goal to alleviate South Africa's most pressing problems, always, then and now, and to do skills development and, yeah, to do skills development for the people out there.
I mean, sewing is one of those things that are very useful in terms of creating your own employment. The school has been established since 2010. Can you tell me a little bit about what the school teaches and also some of the graduates?
Okay, so the graduates are women and men between the ages of 18 to, let's say, 65 even. And they come to the school to be taught during a 4.5 month course. We've got two of those a year, and they come every day from 8:30 till 4:30, and that's where they develop their skills. Now they get taught by a teacher, which I would like to mention that at the moment is a former student, which we are very, very proud of. So she was actually one of the students during COVID, and she finished her course, started her own little business. And then our teacher at the time decided about a year and a half ago to emigrate. And then we decided, well, she would be the perfect candidate. So Nomvula has been amazing. She's taking over the reins, and she's very, very precious to me and the whole organization. So the people who come to the course, they learn how to thread a sewing machine, to know how to use an overlocker, and then they start learning how to sew straight, because that's one of the main things, straight and around curves and in corners and everything. Then they will learn how to do all the basic seams. And then they start very, very quickly after about a few days. They'll start with sewing the first project, which is a apron. So they make their own apron. And I can't tell you the creativity which we see of those aprons. They're like colorful and decorated already. And then they proceed to make curtains, to learn how to make curtains, how to make cushion covers, pillowcases, pin cushions, I think you call them, yes. And from there, they will then proceed to learn how to use commercial patterns. We do not teach them how to make their own patterns, but learning how to use commercial patterns, the ones you can buy in the shops. And they know how to adapt them, to alter them to their own sizing, and then how to use their creativity to make a boring skirt an amazing skirt, or a pair of pants and make them all fancy. So that's what they do for the rest of the time. And then about 2-3 weeks before the end of the course, they get given either a donated big piece of fabric, or they get a small amount of money. It depends on the finances. And then they go into town and they go to the shop, to the fabric shop, and choose their own fabric. And then they start making their gown, if I may put it that way, their evening gown, their traditional gown, whatever they choose. Usually a class will choose a theme, And then from the, like, the last one was red carpet, so that's why the dresses are very glamorous. And it's really truly amazing after those 4.5 months how they what they managed to do. It's really stunning. Some make a hat to go with it, the handbag matches, all kinds of things. So they learn a lot.
Ariane, what actually drew me to the article was not so much the headline, but the incredible dresses that the three women in the photo are wearing. And they are so beautiful. The fabric, as you say, and it's red carpet. They look incredibly beautiful, glamorous. Does the Union of Jewish Women offer sewing made-up clothes? I think you know what I mean.
Yes. So what we have is that, so we've got the group, the students which learn, but on the side we have a little production where former students get an opportunity to upskill even further. Obviously, we can't take all of them, and usually people don't really have the interest, but those who stay with us, it's at the moment we've got two students, former students, because I don't want to call them students anymore, they're now seamstresses, and they will do anything that you would like to have done. I mean, we shy away a little bit of the wedding dresses and the matric dance dresses because they're a little bit more sophisticated and a bit more demanding. But we definitely do anything else you can think of for the house. We do memory teddy bears, which are quite a big hit in that in the production. And or just now we finished a bag, an apron. We made some curtains. So anything goes. If we have a sample, we can copy it. So a dress like a summer dress, we'll copy a summer dress and make it up for you.
I think that's absolutely amazing. I don't know that people know that this is on offer because everybody is looking for something that they definitely can't find at the shops. I know I am. And Ariane, I have to confess that I have a Union of Jewish Women made curtains, which are my favorite
Yes.
curtains in my entire home. Ariane,
Oh
just
wow, I'm so happy. I remember that when we went shopping and everything. So yes.
and just tell me a little bit about your role there because for me, the most encouraging thing was you coming shopping with me, having seen my room, seeing what is required, and knowing the quality of materials. It was that kind of information that I lacked that you had that helped make the process so pleasant.
Well, I mean, I'm a banker. My background is a banker at Investec Bank for many, many, many years. And then I took my early retirement and I got involved with the UJW. I got involved with the sewing school because I have a little bit of sewing skills and I just love the whole environment. And the school was just so inspiring. I felt I needed to get involved with it. So I am the manager of the school. And as well as the production, our service is that I will come to your home if you have an alteration to be made. I'll come to your home, I'll take the measurements, I'll pin it up, pin it in, whatever needs to be done. I'll come with you, like you said, shopping if need be. I'm not saying that I'm fundi of fabrics, but I might know a little bit more than your average person. And so I will come to your place and then I will have it made up by the seamstresses. And just to say is that the service that we give from me is on a volunteer base, so I don't get paid for it. The UJW doesn't make money from it, unfortunately, but the ladies, the seamstresses, make a living from it. So that's where we come in. This is empowerment to the 18th level. So we will give those ladies 99% of the what you pay will go to the seamstress.
It's absolutely incredible. I have something in mind. We'll discuss this off air, of course, but perhaps you can just give the details if anybody would like to know more or get involved or donate or anything.
Yes. Yeah, because like you say, donation are the main income source or the only income source for the school and for the UJW. So all donations are very, very appreciated. It can be, we get lots of donations of fabric and haberdashery, old machines, and money. So we would appreciate more. My telephone number, it's my private telephone number, is 082 882 0254. And I'm very, very happy to get your phone call, come and meet you, and see what you need.
And from personal experience, I can tell you that it is absolutely worthwhile. You're doing good and getting something really worthwhile back for it. So thank you very much, Ariane Hennig, for joining me. That was Ariane Hennig, and she is the manager of the Union of Jewish Women Sewing School.